Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Most of the decisions about Canada's future are being made by current leaders in government. To Sarah Abdissomi, there's another voice that needs to be included in the conversation, Canada's youth. Welcome to The Conversation Piece. This is Sarah Abdissomi, and just so you're not surprised, she gives her talk in English and French.
Hello, everyone. Bonjour. My name is Sarah Abdissomi. I'm 18 years old, and I'm currently studying medical sciences at Dalhousie University. It is a great pleasure to be here with you, and it is an honor to have been invited to be part of the Walrus Talks tour and be able to share my vision on the Canada of tomorrow. I'm also very happy to be back in Fredericton, the city that I call my home. Although I'm studying in Halifax, I am a graduate from École Sainte-Anne, and Fredericton is very close to my heart. This year, we all know that Canada is celebrating its 150th anniversary. It is a great event for all Canadians from east to west and from north to south. This is a moment that will allow us to commemorate the impact that Canada has had on the rest of the world, but also a moment that reminds us how beautiful this country has evolved over the years. Several very important figures have marked the history of our country. They fought to make Canada the country it is today, a country with values that make us proud, whether it is at home or around the world, and that allow us to feel safe. On this special occasion, it is a matter of paying tribute to those pioneers, known or unknown, who have built the homeland and expressed to them all our gratitude and that of the generations to come. Nous avons, nous les jeunes, un rôle très important à jouer pour prendre le flambeau et continuer la marche vers l'avenir. Nous sommes les adultes de demain à qui la responsabilité de ce pays va revenir. Il sera ce que nous allons en faire. Notre engagement d'aujourd'hui portera fruit dans la réalité de demain. Le Canada sera encore plus grand parmi les plus grandes puissances si ces jeunes sont reconnus et qu'ils sont invités à contribuer au développement économique, social et politique. Aujourd'hui, beaucoup de jeunes savent l'importance d'être engagés dans leur communauté et de faire une différence. À travers mes engagements, j'ai été inspirée par beaucoup de jeunes qui travaillent à chaque jour pour améliorer une cause qui leur tient à cœur. Que ce soit le racisme, l'égalité des genres, les affaires indigènes, l'accessibilité, la santé mentale, l'environnement, etc., eh bien, j'ai constaté qu'il peut être difficile pour ces jeunes d'avoir leur place et de se faire entendre. Les jeunes peuvent être perçus comme sans expérience, voire même immatures. Ils ne sont souvent pas pris au sérieux. À vrai dire, c'est à travers la responsabilisation que toute personne, jeune ou encore moins jeune, s'affirme et trouve sa place. Les jeunes d'aujourd'hui, pour la plupart, sont au fait de ce qui se passe dans leur pays. Ils ont beaucoup de volonté et de détermination. Il serait donc dommage de priver le Canada de cette force juvénile, n'est-ce pas? Les enjeux de notre pays concernent les jeunes autant qu'ils concernent les adultes. Encore faut-il donner l'occasion à ces jeunes d'apporter leur contribution. Since a young age, I have been a great advocate for youth rights and bilingualism. Not only are young people the next generations of leaders, they're also the leaders of today. As a member of the Prime Minister's Youth Council, I work with 25 other youth on issues that young people face in our communities. I represent the youth in my community, so New Brunswick and Nova Scotia, to ensure that the youth are heard. I organize and participate in events to listen to the opinions and concerns of youth on issues such as mental health, the environment, and accessibility. And within the council, we participate in meetings directly with the Prime Minister and other ministers to discuss the future of our country. As young people, it is a great opportunity for us to be part of these conversations in order to be prepared for the world of tomorrow. It is the first in the history of Canadian politics to have a youth council that is consulted by the federal government on issues that affect us, youth. Il s'agit donc d'un grand pas vers l'inclusion des jeunes dans la sphère politique et décisionnelle. Depuis maintenant quelques mois, plusieurs conseils jeunesse ont été créés dans plusieurs communautés du fait qu'en incluant tout le monde, nous pouvons prospérer en tant que pays. Nous devons continuer à trouver de nouvelles façons pour permettre aux jeunes de ne plus se sentir exclus et de se sentir entendus. Ce message ne s'adresse pas seulement aux jeunes, il s'adresse également à toutes les minorités. Car c'est en travaillant ensemble que nous pourrons arriver à faire de grands changements et à faire une différence. En tant que peuple, nous devons avoir un esprit ouvert et vivre en harmonie. La diversité est une richesse que nous avons au Canada. Et nous devrions en être très fiers. Comme M. Trudeau le dit souvent, le Canada a appris à être fort non pas en dépit de nos différences, mais grâce à celles-ci. So, no matter what your identity is, I tell you to find a cause that matters to you, something you would like to change, a dream, a vision you would like to bring to your community, your country, or the world. Over the course of these 150 years, Canada has certainly passed through ups and downs. But without teamwork and diversity, we would never have been able to become the country we are today. Although Canada is one of the best countries, we still have many challenges to overcome. Who knows what our country will look like in 50, 100, or even 150 years from now? But one thing is for sure. For a more prosperous country, we will need to get everyone involved. Thank you.
Sarah Abdesomi is an alumna of the Prime Minister's Youth Council and a graduate of the Medical Sciences Program at Dalhousie University. She spoke at the Walrus Talks national tour, We Desire a Better Country, in 2017. And she's just one of the over 800 fantastic Canadians who have walked, wheeled, or virtually zoomed into the stage at the Walrus Talks. We'd appreciate a small act of kindness that means a lot. Leave us a starred review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.